May we have peace in our souls. Let us pray. Loving God, let your Spirit speak to our spirits. Amen. So today I want to talk about the compass of life. The compass was invented apparently in China around 200 BC. But they used it for foretelling the future. I don't know how that worked. Maybe something like a Ouija board. And it wasn't used for navigation until the 11th century. So, if you were set down in one of our northern forests, unfamiliar territory, and you wanted to find your way out, started walking, I'm told you'll walk in a circle. I guess that's because one leg would be shorter than the other. And you wouldn't be able to get out unless you had some clues for direction. If it's a sunny day, you could see the sun and figure out your direction. If it's a clear night, you can look at the stars, look for the North Star. But what if it's overcast? What are you going to do then? And when it's overcast, you need a compass and a map. Now, a map is a record of past people's discoveries about the earth. The Bible is a record of past people's discoveries about God. So for us, the Bible can be a map. So what about Jesus starting his journey to Jerusalem? He doesn't have a compass. Wasn't used for navigation when he was around. But he didn't need a compass like this one. All he had to do was walk east out of Galilee, through Samaria, down to the Jordan Valley, turn right, walk down to Jericho, turn right, and walk up to Jerusalem. You know, the magnetic compass works because of the magnetic field of the earth. And Jesus, as an observant Jew, saw Jerusalem, where the temple was located, the center of Jewish worship and faith, as a magnet drawing him. I believe Jesus' intention was to reform the Judaic faith. And if he was going to do that, he had to go to the center, to Jerusalem. Jesus had an internal compass, which was to do the will of God. And that compass pointed to Jerusalem. And so in our journey of Lent, we're thinking of Jesus beginning that journey. And as he begins, he talks to his disciples. And he talks very clearly. The religious authorities are going to take me and kill me. Couldn't be much plainer than that. And if you follow me, you're going to face the same sort of risks. But he invites them to follow him. Take up your crosses and follow me. Now, the cross has meaning, among other things, but as a symbol of suffering. And you know, as well as I do, that there's been suffering in this church. And that's why we're meeting this afternoon. We're seeking to live out our belief that we are connected with God and with one another by love. So as we begin our Lenten journey, how can Jesus be our compass and the Bible be our map? How can a man who lived and died 2,000 years ago be our compass for today in our sophisticated modern society? But we're humans, the same as the people in Jesus' day. The basics still hold: love, courage, sacrifice, life, death. These things do not change. And so we believe as Christians that Jesus in his teaching and in his life revealed God to us. The magnetic compass points to magnetic north. Jesus points to God, to love. So let us hear afresh those words of Jesus: take up your cross and follow me. May God strengthen us so to do. Thanks be to God. Amen. So be it.